The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAY 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
The best advice. A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Scoot your chair closer to the radio or hold that phone closer to your head. Whatever. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and so grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have a vast, magnificent, organic array of all kinds of products and combinations that are so terrific for you, that are life-changing, and a plethora of proteins, you name it, it's all there at Alive and Well. And another wondrous, wondrous partner at Alive and Well is the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. I always say the broad spectrum because broth can't begin to cover it for all the delicious, wondrous foods and smoothies and soups and every kind of choice, whatever your choice happens to be, whether you're vegan or vegetarian or non-vegetarian or you want wild meat or wild fish, anything, it's all there at Alive and Well. And let us never forget, too, that our gratitude continues forever because of our affiliation with the local Maui farmers organically producing their wonderful produce. And every day we get all the fresh organic produce brought in, high concentration juices, all that we do, along with a very wonderful plethora of others, and the beautiful, beautiful dishes that are there at Alive and Well.
And don't leave us not forget our gratitude to the kitchen staff, the slicers and dicers, the washers and the rearrangers.
And they sing and dance a lot when they do it, Dan.
I can't tell you.
You should be, you know, going there, opening up an ear and realizing that they're so full of joy and everything is so delicious and wonderful and they're so full of health that they dance a lot to it, Dan. Can the message get through to you, dear?
Well, I dance too, honey. But my dance looks more like a soup, more like a stew. Than a broth.
I think
broth is Fred Astaire.
Yeah, and you're more dancing in the dark, right? Whenever you think I'm not seeing or all the lights are off, then maybe you're dancing and I don't see you do it.
It's best that you watch me dance in the dark.
I dance with you in the dark, honey. Come on, ask me to dance with you.
But you're forgetting
forever.
Something that's so very important, and that is the vortex water.
Vortex.
That goes
say
in.
Say it with the right accent, vortex. That's my accent. New York, Brooklyn, Jewish background, vortex. Okay?
But I come from Iowa, sweetheart.
I came from Iowa, and you have the Irish background. Do we have to say it with an Irish?
But we don't. We've kind of dropped the brogue in Iowa.
I don't think you ever dropped the brogue with the Irish. I saw an Irish movie the other day, The Quiet Man, my favorite Irish movie. Okay?
I want to break some news to you, sweetheart.
Go right ahead.
The movie you saw was not filmed in Iowa.
It wasn't
filmed in Ireland.
Ireland, but they're very close cohorts, aren't they?
Who's a what?
They're close cohorts, and you have a lot of Irish, and I love Irish, and I love the Ireland, and the beautiful Irish music, too, okay?
Thank you. Heart.
So we can dance to that, can we not?
Shall we talk about water for a second?
Talk about the water.
Okay.
Don't get carried away with everything else. Talk about the water.
I want to talk about the water.
Go
the
ahead.
Water, there was dancing molecules.
Yes.
Are abounding in my blood, right?
Yes.
I want to talk about it for one second.
Talk.
Because when you get the vortex water at Alive and Well, you're getting water as though we're coming right off the mountain waterfalls in Maui. It is the dancing molecules of oxygen and hydrogen.
That's what comprises
super water.
And
when you drink the active ingredients, active hydrogen and oxygen, you have activation of all the wonders of life within your body.
That's right. And it's just been proven cell availability, detoxification, better structure, strengthening the immune system, and even going back as far back as Dr. Otto Warburg, who got the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that an oxygen-rich milieu, that hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That was major news across the world.
What was the doctor's name?
Oxygenase. Dr. Otto Warburg.
Warburg.
That's right.
Otto, I couldn't have said it better.
That's right. You may not get the Nobel Prize in Medicine, but we can get the Nobel Prize at Alive and Well because of that one. And right now, as we sit and talk, that Vortex water is sitting right here on the counter. Glass bottle that we are drinking. It's just so wonderful. And absolutely true, my darling. Terrific. You know, let's start.
So bring your containers in. Yes. Fill them up with the Vortex water. Preferably, if you can, use glass containers because there's so much information now about the transference of plastic chemicals transferring into the food that's contained.
Absolutely.
So whether it's water or whether it's anything else, try to cut back on the amount of plastic.
That's exactly right. You know, what's very, 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 very important too, and because we're talking about the local organic juices, the broad spectrum of the local organic juices.
Oh, yeah. Bring that up.
This is really exciting because every day Dennis and I drink our organic green juices in our glass bottles every single day, and there's a spectrum of them, the beet, there's a whole lot. Now, this is a special thing that Alive and Well is doing for all of our dear buddies that come in and going to join us. Listen to this. Every Wednesday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., that's 3 hours, Nora, our new juice director at Alive and Well, she's sampling for you. You can all take all the samples. She's pouring them out of our fresh, nourishing juices and organic smoothies. Our juices are full of organic ingredients and give you energy, and don't forget the great taste, and get you through your day. You can also sample our delicious smoothies every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everybody's very excited about that.
I am.
They come in and they're beautiful. They're delicious. And we see all the time that the transformation of the faces. You know, people could come in with a serious face, each one, and or downside. Maybe they had a hard day or whatever. Then they taste, and they could do all kinds. There's all kinds of taste. And they go, what is this? What is this? What is this? And a young man was talking to me yesterday, and he was saying, oh gosh, he says, every time I drink, and this is one-third my age or something like that, he says, every time I love those organic dark green, you know, vegetable juices, and I told him I do that every single day. He says, I feel so much differently, and I talked about the background of the very famous naturopathic doctor and how she learned about what organic
and
green
Wigmore.
Juices get. Ann Wigmore, head of Hippocrates, not as a hypocrite, but as the father of modern medicine,
right.
How she learned about how it detoxes the system in very specific.
Old Hippo said, Hippocrates.
That's right.
So let thy food be thy medicine.
That's thy food, exactly.
And why did he say that? Because they didn't have vitamins in those days.
And they didn't
have devitalized food.
That's
devitalized means take the vitamins out of the food.
That's
what 90% of the non-organic food production in America is 90% less nutritious, bite for bite, say holistic physicians, than it was 50 years ago, 60 years ago.
And all these doctors are reporting that. We have endless reports about top doctors actually reporting that. You know, so again, that's every Wednesday, 11 to 2. You got to come in and have all these tasty things.
That's right.
You're not paying for them. These are freely given to you, okay? So make sure you do that every Wednesday, 11 to 2, okay? And, you know, I want to start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't people on medication or take them off medication. Doctor's area. But we love to share information about what doctors whether they were holistically minded originally or not, have learned about nutrients in clinical trials.
There you go.
We share about that.
That's the whole story, folks.
And a wonderful testimonial, and it's always very exciting to hear something like this. A lady came in, and I don't want to talk too much about her particular. It was a cancer thing, and it was the uterus and tumor, and she was in surgery for this, and they were going to be checking her out continuously to see what happened after that. And her surgeon, who performed the surgery, when he was finished and he was talking, he says, go to Alive and Well, he said, and have a personal consultation there. Very important. He emphasized that, to go to Alive and Well for a personal consultation. A personal consultation.
Wonderful.
And I think that it's thrilling when you hear about the doctors that have learned about these nutrients and have checked up on the clinical trials and are believers in that too, and support their patients, okay?
Well, I think a lot of holistic physicians, a lot of non-holistic physicians are realizing that drugs aren't the complete answer, okay? Drugs can reduce symptoms. Thank God they reduce the symptoms. But you stop taking the drugs and the symptoms blossom overnight. So nutrients help to rebuild the very basic function of metabolism.
That's right. And
all those little microscopic pieces that create you are better nourished and growing and back into a recognizable form of health.
Right. And just it was just before, a couple of days before we did this particular show, a lovely young lady who had come in with, she said, originally with serious conditions of lymph glands that were swollen with fluid and other possible things. Uh-huh. And doctors said they would be checking them continuously because there were a lot of these lumpy fluid things above the breast tissue and under the arms and everything. And continual checking for more serious things that might happen. She said, I had to come in and tell you, you weren't making claims, but when you shared information and I followed that information of what the great nutrients do, the doctors checked it. This was just a few weeks after she started. She said, not only do I feel 100% better, my energy is returned, my everything. She says, but they said that those great big lymph gland swellings have reduced at least 50%.
Wonderful.
They're very thrilled with that, and they're checking every couple of weeks.
Wonderful.
Keep doing what you're doing. And isn't that exciting? And she just couldn't stop talking about it because she said, I feel wonderful, terrific,
yeah.
And I'm so grateful. Not I, just messengers. We bring that information forth.
That's fantastic.
But the doctors were supportive of that too, and that's always very thrilling.
Thrilling isn't the word. It's
you can't even begin to
that.
Say.
That's amazing.
Well, there's a very famous doctor, Dr. Frank Schallenberger, okay? And he talks a lot about nutrients. And one of the nutrients here that he's writing about is the NASA, NASA. Did I say it correctly? NASA. NASA nutrient, he says, that acts like rocket fuel for your brain. And he says, in 1999, NASA launched the spacecraft Stardust, its mission to collect dust samples from a comet 100 million miles from Earth.
Get that? Oh, baby.
Boy, I don't know. I don't know much about that. I may know about nutrition, but I don't know about comets up there, 100 million miles. And he goes on to say, as scientists, you have to hear this. Everyone, please listen. This is so important. As scientists studied the samples collected by Stardust, the spacecraft, they made an unusual discovery, says the doctor, a molecule called pyroloquinolone quinine.
Quinone.
PQQ. What's so unusual about PQQ, says the doctor? Scientists discovered that not only is this molecule found in deep space, it's found in all living things here on Earth. We now know, says the doctor, that PQQ exists in plants, animals, and every cell in your body. Most people have never heard of PQQ. It's an essential building block of life on our planet. And listen to what he says, and Den's going to be commenting about this. As scientists continued to study PQQ, they made another exciting discovery. This stuff works like rocket fuel for your brain.
Oh, man.
Can you read the rest of that right after brain? Okay? Like rocket fuel for your brain.
Pyroquinolone quinone, folks. It's incredible stuff. And it's out of space. It's also in the space between your ears. That's inner space, okay? We know PQQ exists in plants, animals, and every living cell in your body. Most people, say the doctors, have never even heard of PQQ, but it's an essential building block of life on our planet.
Wow.
And as scientists continue to study pyroquinolone quinone, they made another exciting discovery. This stuff works like rocket fuel
for your brain. That's what I said. We're going to sing and dance that one together. Now on. Go ahead.
The reason is because a gene called PGC1A, this gene's number one job is to tell your brain cells to make more mitochondria. More mitochondria. Now, let me just stop for a second. You probably remember, I've discussed this many times, that the mitochondria are invisible little organelles in every invisible cell. You can't see a human cell unless it's under a microscope.
Mm-hmm.
And within that invisible cell are thousands of invisible mitochondria. The heart has 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. Can you imagine such a tiny thing? Can you begin to imagine such a tiny, tiny thing?
No.
Okay.
Can't.
Every brain cell has, are you ready for this? Hold on to something or sit down.
Rocket fuel. Okay. Give
because
me the rocket fuel.
Every brain cell has 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell.
That's
and what do those mitochondria do? They create energy for that one little tiny microscopic cell. But how many cells, tiny little microscopic cells, do you have to make up a brain? God knows it weighs about 2 pounds or 3 pounds. But all those mitochondria are creating energy for the brain, for the thinking process, for your personality, for your very being.
Wow.
For your cognizance, for your eyes, for your every function of a nervous system in your body.
That is so critical. And what else do they have to, does Dr. Schellinger have to say?
But by the time you're in your 50s.
Oy vey.
That miracle. PGC1A loses its function.
Oh, dear.
As a result, your brain cells start losing mitochondria by the millions, causing everything from memory slips to poor concentration and worse.
And but the remedy exists.
And the good studies show that PGC1A levels go through the roof when you take...
PQQ.
Pyroquinolone quinone.
And I want you to stop right there.
And that increases the PGC1A, which is the very basic function of thinking.
Thinking. Oh my God. And you know, I just so thrilled about this because people oftentimes our dear friends come in and they see brain power at Alive and Well, brain power.
Right.
And the difference that you, with top specialists that you learned and made sure that was included, was the difference in the potency of the PQQ.
Potency is so very important. Good Lord.
Do you want a drizzle or do you want an ocean of something great? A drizzle or an ocean?
If you want a little bit more than a little bit is better than a little bit.
Go ahead.
Okay.
How? The difference. Go ahead.
Well, the brain power formula that we have created with biochemists and research scientists gives you 40 milligrams of PQQ per capsule, okay, along with alpha-lipoic acid, which is a major mitochondria creator.
That's right.
Okay. All other products of PQQ in the market, and there are other products, they give you 4 milligrams.
Yes.
milligrams of PQQ, and they brag about it.
Touch.
Well,
touch.
We're bragging about 40 milligrams.
10 times more potent, okay. But just for your brain.
And not only does it have 10 times more PQQ, but it has the alpha-lipoic acid, which is the brain's energy source.
A higher bioavailability. Remember that word. Learn a new word if you don't know it. It makes it more available and more excellent for the brain.
It feeds the mitochondria.
That's exactly right.
And those mitochondria with the PQQ and the alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-L-carnitine as well create new energy for every invisible cell in your between your ears.
That's right. That
that's
is
called
so.
Called a brain.
That's it's absolutely so. Okay, and you know, the Dr. Schallenberger is also talking because he doesn't say that's NASA, but he talks about the importance of taking cardio coenzyme Q10
along with it, absolutely,
which is just terrific. And he then goes on to say, acetyl L-carnitine is like fuel injection, F-U-E-L, like the fuel, the car, you know about cars and fuel and all kinds of instruments. Fuel injection for your mitochondria. Taking acetyl L-carnitine can make old mitochondria function like they're young again.
Get
and
that?
It can make older folks feel like they're young again.
It and gives you a sense of life,
life
again.
And remember, okay? It's been a leader in Europe for more than half century for the brain, for the heart, because the acetyl form passes the blood-brain barrier.
I'm glad you mentioned blood-brain barrier.
And
we've talked about that before.
And it also does that for the liver, mm-hmm. because it has an important liver function. And we keep talking, and doctors keep reporting about how fatty liver disease, I was reading that, has increased to 300% in the United States. Mm-hmm. And fatty liver disease is very lethal for the liver and the whole body. And the buildup of a toxic type of fat is triglycerides. But acetyl-L-carnitine helps the liver break down those toxic triglycerides and helps it keep healthy.
And acetyl-L-carnitine is the one form of carnitine. Carnitine is an amino acid. And the brain will not let carnitine into the brain. The blood-brain barrier, as we've spoken about several occasions, protects the brain from anything that the brain does not want to have in the brain. So, and again, at the risk of I told you so, I've told you this several times, but to me, what makes I visualize a thought, and the thought, of course, is that the brain will not allow carnitine into the brain, but acetyl-L-carnitine, it welcomes with open arms. And again, I go back to the image of the old pictures of a castle on a hill.
Oh, I love that.
And around the castle is a moat, a wide little pond of water, deep, and which prevents foreign invaders from coming into the castle. It also has a drawbridge, which they lower for supplies to come into the castle. Well, the drawbridge is always down for acetyl-L-carnitine. It loves acetyl-L-carnitine and pyriloquinolone quinone. But so the bridge is always down for those two major, well, many other major nutrients as well. But the bridge is, the drawbridge is up and forbidden entrance into the castle for L-carnitine or other factors which the brain does not want in its environment. The brain tries to perfect the nutrients that are required for the brain to function at an optimal level. It's that smart. It knows what's good and what isn't good. And so it'll keep out what isn't so good. But for what is good, that drawbridge drops in a second, and in comes PQQ along with acetyl-L-carnitine and alpha-lipoic acid, two major, major nutrients which create, as the doctor says, new mitochondria in every brain cell. And the mitochondria create energy for every invisible cell between your ears.
Right. And, you know, and what I love about top doctors like Dr. Frank Schallenberger bringing this important information. He brings important information out and goes on, and he's writing about it, and antidepressant medications cause diabetes. How many people know this?
Not many.
And he says, again, this is just out, April 2024. in a recent review found that he's talking about how it's a medical review, that using antidepressant drugs places patients at a far increased risk of having high blood sugar and diabetes. To do this analysis, they reviewed 25 different published medical studies. Are we kidding here? They reviewed 25 different published medical studies, found data on blood sugar levels and diabetes in people taking antidepressant drugs. According to their findings, quote, there was evidence that antidepressant use is associated with type 2 diabetes.
Get that?
Isn't that unbelievable?
It's not, well, with our background and the number of years we've been doing this, and it's not unbelievable to us because we're more aware than a lot of people of reports from scientists and physicians, research personnel, that find out that the drugs create terrible side effects. And the side effects in this case are diabetes and perhaps other negative things as well.
But this is disastrous.
It is disastrous. But again, the nutrients build cellular life. The drugs suppress symptoms that affect the cells. The drugs, thank God, in many instances are very beneficial in one regard. They stop the symptoms and the pain and the problem, but they create other problems, a host of other problems. And in this case, it's dementia.
That's right. And here he explodes. You know, Dennis, you and Dr. Schallenberger probably sat down together and talked a lot.
God.
You never told me about it?
Don't say that. I mean, that's...
Sorry, Dr. Schallenberger, if you're listening to us
That's assuming an awful lot.
You're going to assume a lot
more. I've been reading Dr. Schallenberger for many years.
Okay. Because he says exactly what you had to say. And he's exposing this in the writings, and he backs it all up with research. And he says, this is the title of the article, and he backs it up, okay? High-fat diet decreases, that means lessens, cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Then he goes on. Over the past 40 years, this is the doctor speaking, we have all repeatedly had it hammered into our heads that diets high in animal fat are bad. Specifically, we have been brainwashed, says the doctor, into thinking that animal fats cause heart disease. I have been reporting, says the doctor, that the data simply does not support that. In fact, before 1920, when the primary dietary source of fats was animal fats, heart disease was rare. It was only after animal fats were replaced by toxic vegetable oils in the 1920s that heart disease became epidemic. Now, 100 years later, a recent medical review article points out that animal fats not only don't increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, they actually decrease the risk significantly.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, the authors of the study conducted you have to hear this. The authors, when you see the authors of the study, that is medical studies, okay? The authors of this study conducted a comprehensive, meticulous analysis of all the published literature that looked at the connection between animal fats and cardiovascular disease. The best way to do that is to look at the published effects of a ketogenic diet. On that diet, the emphasis is on eating an abundance of organic meat and animal fat. According to the review, quote, the ketogenic, that's without the sugars and carbs,
that's right,
diet has been shown to have, this is the medical doctors talking, to have a multifaceted effect on the prevention and treatment of cardiovascular disease. Okay? Now, Den, right at the top over here, I'm giving this to you. Starting here, going here. Starting here, going here.
Top. Starting here and going there.
Go ahead. Do it, babe.
Let me get this thing.
Sorry, I gave him a wrinkly page, and Gary was there laughing and doing other things and everything like that.
Let me untangle the
top
wrinkle
of the page.
Okay. All right, folks, here it comes, right from the doctor's pen, word for word. Among other aspects, says the doctor, it has a beautiful effect on the blood lipid profile.
That's the blood fat
profile. Both triglycerides and cholesterol levels. That is animal fats. He's not talking about Crisco. He's not talking about safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils. Those all create problems. They go on to point out that a diet high in animal meat and fats shows, quote, strong anti-inflammatory and cardioprotective, heart-protective potential. Inflammation decreases circulation and is instrumental in beginning the process that leads to plaque. And what these researchers are saying is that animal fats act to decrease inflammation. And if I may just interject this one little bit. From all other holistic physicians point out, the oils that I mentioned just a second ago, safflower, soy, corn,
That's
canola,
right.
sesame, peanut oils, all the seed oils are high in linoleic acid. Linoleic is omega-6. Omega-6
toxic.
Creates inflammation.
He's saying the same thing.
Inflammation is fire. And the fire, the excessive chronic heat from the inflammation destroys the tiny little capillaries and arterioles which deliver our nutrients to every cell in our body. Okay? Let me go on here, what the doctor says. Such a diet eliminates toxic vegetable fats. It causes the body to make molecules called ketones. The liver processes animal fats into ketones. The more animal fat you eat, the more ketones you make. Ketones provide, quote, rescue fuel, unquote, for the heart and for the brain by improving the way the brain and heart cells produce energy. Good Lord, what a miracle, what a miracle. And
absolutely. Thank God. I applaud him for bringing this important information out.
He goes on to say, it has been known for 100 years that ketones improve cognitive function and effectively treat seizure disorders because they reduce inflammation, reduce the fire, they reduce the excessive heat, which destroys molecular composition. He goes on to say, the diet also improves the function of endothelium, which is the inner lining of the arteries.
Very important point.
And that causes improved circulation and decreased plaque formation.
Hello?
The fire is out.
When are the lights going to turn on in all of our brain? This is a big-time doctor reporting the medical study analysis.
Other studies, says the doctor, have reported a beneficial effect on blood pressure, improved body composition, and improvement in other cardiovascular risk factors while on this high-fat diet.
Terrific.
Could I just make a comment?
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
My dad, bless his heart, he was born in 1908, okay? And he grew up in the era of animal fat and the beginning of products like Crisco and Spry and other vegetable oils. He loved beef. He loved animal proteins. And he had a barbecue thing set up, and he ate them regularly. And he was good friends with the local butcher in town, and the two of them would spring for a certain side of beef and let it age. And then they would carve it up and they'd enjoy the flavor of the beef. And he was told because he developed a cardiovascular condition later in life because he was eating more vegetable oils, and that was the whole point of the thing.
Absolutely.
And the doctor said, you've got to cut out the meat, cut out the beef, cut out the...
But it was those vegetable oils that were so toxic.
And so he did that, and he cut out the eggs because the eggs were...
Oh,
don't eat eggs. They're going to give you a heart attack.
Yeah.
That's all the nonsense in this world. And so he became... So he stopped eating those foods, and his heart condition didn't get any better.
No.
And he died of heart disease.
Yes, and it was
because
after that.
Because he was strictly on the doctor's diet.
That's right, and I remember all of that, too, because, I was very close with your mom, and she talked to me about that.
Yeah.
And she also developed terrific symptoms, too. And I want to applaud another doctor here, Dr. David Shearer, MD, with a whole host of medical, top things, okay? And he writes it's in his book, okay? What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. David Shearer, S-H-E-R-E-R, MD. And this is a medical doctor reporting this, not Mona, okay? And here he's reporting. He has many things in his book. This is one of the things he's reporting. The first leading cause of death in the United States should be come as no surprise. I have spoken, says the doctor, of Americans' terrible diet, physical inactivity, expanding waistlines, and the negative effects of stress and cortisol. Yet the hundreds of thousands of deaths every year from cardiovascular disease maintain number one status year after year that dwarfs the deaths from the COVID-19 epidemic. Observers who point out that are often quickly criticized by many as being rash or insensitive to the plight of people who succumb to that infectious disease. Wait a minute, they say. How can you compare heart disease to an infectious disease? It's like comparing apples to oranges, perhaps. But there's more overlap than one might see at first glance. To me, says the doctor, poor health habits are infectious in the sense that they had habits spread through advertising, the process of normalization, and societal expectations reflected in bad diets. The cancer deaths are a close second to heart-related deaths, should surprise no one either. We are living longer and longer with an aging population. He goes on to the same thing. He goes on to speak about the toxins. According to the National Cancer Institute, more cancer cases are, the lead cancer causes are, and he goes on, all those hundreds of thousands responsible for all of these deaths. But he talks about that the diet that he says here, poor diets. And he goes on about, all of these things about that poor diets. And this is what he says, that deep fat fried with toxic oily foods, refined starches and sugar create strokes, heart attacks, deaths, cancer. He goes on in every conceivable way and cites the clinical trials. That's just exactly what you were saying. But he's quoting those types of toxic oils and toxic sugars and carbohydrates.
Right. Those oils, they use vegetable oils for deep fat frying. French fried, deep fat fried, anything is with vegetable oils. And the vegetable oils are not healthy, say holistic physicians and this doctor as well. The vegetable oils are high in omega-6. Omega-3, as you know, is very beneficial for the brains and the eyes and the heart and your entire vascular system. Omega-6 is inflammatory. Omega-3 is anti-inflammatory. Omega-6 is from safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, and other seed oils. High in omega-6, which creates what? Fire, inflammation, excessive heat, which destroys connective tissue in every cell in your brains, in your heart, in your liver, throughout your entire body.
Right. And a doctor, Dr. Marlene Merritt, wrote a book called Smart Blood Sugar was her way. And she was, and said, but she goes on, she has a whole book about how these terrible fats and the all the things that are going on. And she says here, triglycerides measurement, which is an indicator of how you eat, but it assesses the breakdown of carbohydrates. When glucose builds up in the blood, the body shunts a lot of that into fat, and your triglyceride levels increase. It's from carbohydrate intake, most frequently triglycerides, and toxic vegetable fats. She goes on to say about those triglycerides, just what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And raising your insulin intake and raising your triglycerides.
Right.
Okay. That's exactly what she's saying. Okay.
Let me clarify, get something clarified. But she says that's primarily from carbohydrates and
toxic fats.
And vegetable
oils. That's what she's saying. That's right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what she's, which is just what we were saying about it. And then the liver tries to process that. Okay.
And then the liver becomes toxic.
Right.
You have elevated liver enzymes, and you have fatty liver disease, all those factors. Now, we're not saying not to eat vegetables. We love vegetables.
Oh, we're big believers in that.
Eat all the green vegetables, or have some fruit. Have an apple. Have a pear. Have an orange. But don't drink orange juice or apple juice, because it takes more than the one orange or one apple to make a glass of juice. If you have two or three oranges to make a glass of juice, that's a lot of sugar. Whether it's fruit sugar or cane sugar, it's a lot of sugar, which creates a lot of what? Inflammation. And inflammation starts the whole negative plethora of problems.
Right. And, you know, it's amazing how much these doctors know about the most frightening, the most severe, the most across the boards, such high numbers suffer in the United States from all these different illnesses. And here's another big-time doctor, Dr. David Blyweiss, B-L-Y-W-E-I-S-S, M-D, writing about vision health breakthrough. And he's talking a landmark vision study and talking about here, M-D. Mainstream scientists conducted a landmark study on nutrients that improve eyesight and protect against the leading cause of blindness, age-related macular degeneration, AMD. New research, that's medical, he's talking, he's quoting the trials. It takes well-coordinated nutrients, vitamins, and amino acids to overcome the staggering loss of nutrition your eyes need to see with sharpness and clarity. And he says what causes failing eyesight. And this is real, you know, just what we were talking, just what the other doctors are talking about. What really causes failing eyesight, this is the doctor. Trouble with your eyesight starts with your food at your local grocery store. You see, without realizing it, we've been starving our eyes for decades. Part of the problem is that our food doesn't have the nutrients it used to. Just you were saying,
starving that. Our entire anatomy.
That's right.
Because the nutrient content of food is 90% less than it was 60 years ago.
You're just quoting him practically. Commercial farming and the giant Big Agra.
There you go.
Now he quotes that with a capitalization.
That's
Big
right.
Agra corporations killed off, says the doctor, all the small farms, along with the time-honored practices that kept our produce real. Today we have hybrid and genetically modified fruits and vegetables designed to look good on the shelf. And when you take a close look, there's no real substance and no real nutrients.
Boy, this guy is right on.
He's really incredible. USDA, the United States, USDA.
Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, admits your fruits and vegetables are missing key vitamins and nutrients. From the U.S. Department of Agriculture, admitted in an official report that many vitamins and minerals are disappearing in today's produce, as much as 88%.
That's a bit, other reports say 90%.
Right.
So who's going to argue 2%,
no.
Okay?
And your eyes are suffering for it. He's talking about the eyesight. In the same way your muscles need protein, your lungs need oxygen, your eyes need, and he has capitalized, specific vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and amino acids to be able to see. But here's the big deal. He has big, high underline. When your supply of these vital eye nutrients runs low, things go haywire. You take away these nutrients, these ingredients, your vision goes fuzzy or even worse. He goes on and on. But he talks about how disastrous this diet is, just what we were saying before and just what you were highlighting about how things can be so toxic. And David Blyweiss, you know, he has a four-decade career with the World Health Organization, traveled the world with specialists. He's got a huge background. And Central Vision, you know, is the central vision he talks about, all the action. And he says you need to keep your driver's license, to keep yourself functional, you need to take two main carotenoids. The two main ones in your macula are lutein and zeaxanthin. We've talked about that. Lack of these carotenoids, he says you need specific nutrients to nourish and maintain each part of your eye, the delicate and sensitive cells of your retina, cornea, optic nerve. So he's talking about the carotenoids, and he's talking about other very important nutrients that he's speaking about that are critically important for your eyesight. And interesting, can you, you know, he talks about rutin, that natural bioflavonoid,
right?
Okay, that boosts the effect of vitamin C, zinc, selenium, And he says vitamin C, again, one of the great heroes, okay? Vitamin E and vitamin C. Vitamin C keeps the lenses of your eyes clear and prevents the buildup that leads to opaque lenses. That's blurry lenses by 77%.
Got it. But it's not in an orange.
No, he said just the last sentence, and then I'll let you talk. Also supports the walls of your blood vessels and maintains optimal oxygen delivery.
Okay, but when he's talking about nutrients, he's talking about, because the nutrients have to, in our day and age, the nutrients have to do more than just to create new cells and build life. They have to neutralize all the toxic 60,000 chemicals that are in our environment on a daily basis. 60,000 chemicals are allowed by the government agencies and all the bureaucrats to be spewed into our environment, either through the air. Get this, the sun is now considered dangerous. Did you know that? The sun, which has been around for how many millions upon millions of years and has encouraged growth, all growth on the planet. The sun now is dangerous. Don't get too much sun. You're going to get cancer. Folks, you can take the sun that you want that's healthy for you to use and then get out of the sun. Nobody's telling you to lay bare naked in the sun for 8 hours a day and get cancer, or to spend the entire day at the beach and have to slather yourself with sun protective factor X number whatever. Because all those sun protective factors are polluting the ocean and killing other forms of life in the ocean. But this, the government is spraying chemicals in the air to reflect the sunlight back into space because the sun is dangerous now. It's dangerous. Look out. Don't get too much sun. Wear a wide-brimmed hat, long sleeves, and long pants. And don't be careful now. Well, the sun also builds hearts and brains and bones. The sun also creates life. So take all this the nonsense, all the negative fear factors out of your life. One of holistic physicians say, try to follow Hippocrates.
Right.
Several thousand years ago, Hippocrates said, let food be thy
your
medicine.
And you know, I want to applaud Dr. Mercola.
Go right ahead, sweetie. But food in Hippocrates' day and age
was different.
Was nutrient.
Yes.
It didn't have all the chemicals. People would turn over the weeds and all the refuse in the plant life back into the soil and create what? New life in the soil, in which they would plant new seeds next spring and grow new life, new health.
Yes.
They don't do that anymore.
No, and making important points, because I know this is certainly one of my lifesavers, as Dr. Mercola is pointing up again, that taurine, that wonderful amino acid, is important from cradle to grave. And he talks about, you know, that also has the eyesight as part of it. Taurine deficiency associated with chronic disease. And then he quotes all the clinical destroyers and includes that taurine deficiency has been associated with chronic and degenerative diseases, including obesity, diabetes, insulin-resistant liver disease, high blood pressure, systemic inflammation, retina degeneration. That's the degeneration of the eyesight. That's been known a long time. Heart disease, immune dysfunction, muscle wasting. So, and again, strokes and everything. So taurine, there are nutrients that you can take that protect you.
Where do you get taurine, honey?
You can get it at Alive and Well. We have that.
Yes, as a supplement, yes. But the preponderance of misinformation, disinformation being spewed is that you should stay away from animal products because of the fats, which are not inflammatory. But when you stay away from the healthy sources of nutrients, you miss the taurine. So you take taurine supplements. Great, that's wonderful, terrific. Taurine is a wonderful thing to take for your heart, for your brains, for your eyes. But at the same time, one of the reasons you need the supplements on a regular basis is because the government has an anti-nutrient program going. That anti-nutrient program is to eat the devitalized foods from the food industry, which are 88 to 90% less nutritious, bite for bite, than they were 70 years ago.
Yes, so eating the, taking the right supplements, protecting yourself against all of these things and inflammation and the degeneration of the nerve tissue, the eyes and every organ of the body, taking the right nutrients, etc. Again, Schallenberger also talking about the benefits of magnesium, the amino acid.
And you will find all these nutrients that Alive and Well.
You find them, that we're all there. And, you know, and remembering, too, that you just don't forget that at Alive and Well every Wednesday, 10 a.m. from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Wednesday, Nora, she's great, organic juice director at Alive and Well, she is giving out these wondrous sampling of the great organic juices, fresh, nourishing juices, and the smoothies. And our juices are full of organic ingredients, okay? And they give you energy and detoxification and purification to get through your day wondrously.
They have organic ingredients because they're organically grown.
You can also sample our delicious smoothies from the Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. At the same time, she has all of these smoothies and all the wonderful things there. You've got to come on the Wednesdays. Everybody's ecstatic about that.
And Nora terrific. Keeps waving me away because I go back for seconds.
Well, you can come and kiss me because you can go back for seconds when it has to do with a kiss.
Oh,
is that okay? Sweet. And you can come back for a second and dance with me around the room, okay?
I'll be sure to do
dance
that.
Dance, ballerina,
yes.
Dance, okay? So all of that. But just really terrific, wondrous things. And I've seen the results, and we've seen the results in our lives. We keep hearing reports. And again, it's exciting. When you come to Alive and Well, you come with all of these wondrous things available for you. Everything there, you're going to really love sit, whether you want to sit there at the broth cafe and the beautiful air conditioning, a lovely circular marble top bar. And the beautiful smoothies there all the time. You just enjoy everything. But we have many people are glad. Call our number, 877-4950, 877-4950. You can have it ready when you come in. You can have it ready if you need to take out. You want to bring it to your home. You're having a party. Whatever. It's all there. Any of our services. It can be all there, ready and waiting for you. Remember, you don't have to eat garbage. You don't have to say that you need the garbage. Substitute the wondrous delight of organic and healthy and wonderful for the garbage.
And
okay?
If you want to place your order on your computer, on your phone, go to the Alive and Well, the broth at Alive and Well. You'll find the entire menu. You can place your order. Tell them what time you want to pick it up or what time you want to come in and sit at the bar. Everything can be set up for you right there at your convenience. At Alive and Well.
Absolutely. It's all there for you. And remember, too, as we said, Dennis and I, not doctors, don't pretend to be. But you can sit, if you want to just sit down so we can share with you the wonderful information that doctors have taught us. No charge. Never was a charge. There is no charge. Zero. No charge. Okay? But make an appointment, 877-4950, with Dennis or with me in a very comfortable, wonderful area so we're not with somebody else or doing something else or unavailable, okay? Call and make the appointment, 877-4950. And if you want, we're going to the mainland, you have people that you love, you want us to send, we'll send, we'll do any of these things for you, 877-4950. We love you. We care about you. Alive and Well is committed to your health, well-being, and your joy. Remember, that's the code thing, too. Alive and Well has to do with the joy of living and the joy of the taste and the joy of the experience.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well in Kahului.
Aloha.